WTAW News Time is 8:05 at 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. There will be more delivery parking in the Northgate District following action by the College Station City Council, but merchants and those who make the deliveries say it's still not enough. Josh Haynes at Jack Hillier Distributing says adding an employee to stand by beer delivery trucks parked in fire lanes will cost more than $30,000 a year.
We don't like to, but one thing we're looking at is adding a delivery fee starting in September, and it's something that we really don't want to do. So the more we find better solutions for our drivers would be better for us.
The council approved adding three delivery locations, two of which will be loading zones during the day and free customer parking at night. College Station City Council members had a variety of opinions about a possible school bond issue for a new natatorium. Carl Mooney initiated last night's discussion. Mayor Nancy Berry and council members Jess Fields and Julie Schultz gave the final directions to the staff.
Look at our agreement with the school district on the natatorium. Okay. and to look at that contract and what it expects of us. Okay. and the school district and who uses it when and...
Okay.
And maybe a discussion about future options.
And some of the things that maybe are lacking that need to be, we need something better, or maybe there's programs we can't have because of the inadequacy.
School board members were told this week about two options for a new swim center, ranging in cost from $25 to $32 million. Business at this week's Bryan School Board meeting included the hiring of three new principals for the 2013 to 2014 school year. One involves a current Bryan ISD administrator. Brenda McCuller will take over at Kemp Elementary. She's been the district's coordinator for elementary special services. The new principal at Branch Elementary will be Tammy Brinkman. She's currently the director of secondary education in La Vega ISD, based in the Waco suburb of Bellmead. And Brandon Jarrow will be the principal of Stephen F. Austin Middle School, replacing Patty Moore, who is retiring. Jarrow comes to BISD from an intermediate school in Palestine. There's been a backlash to this week's decision by the Brazos County Health Department's Health Authority to eat a taco from the restaurant identified as the source of recent E. coli infections. Among those fielding phone calls and emails is County Commissioner Kenny Mallard, who serves on the Health Department's advisory board and attended Dr. Eric Wilkie's news conference.
Could have been done better, probably so. But I think he was, I think he was as true as what he was trying to do, is to let folks know that obviously the problem had been found, and they know where it occurred, and that was the main thing that the health district is trying to do.
Wilkie says he's decided to curtail public comment. Mallard says the advisory board will visit with Wilkie. The Bryan Fire Department and the Texas A&M Forest Service have unveiled a community wildfire protection plan. William Bouse of the Fire Marshal's office says this followed responding to almost 100 wildfires the year before last.
We have many green areas, large green areas in the city of Bryan scattered in between our neighborhoods, and we need to be prepared to deal with those kind of fires and those kind of complications.
This includes a free smartphone app. More information's on our website at WTAW.com. Officials of both agencies are scheduled to make a joint presentation during the next Bryan City Council workshop on Tuesday afternoon. It will be a working weekend in the Twin Cities for maintenance crews from Union Pacific Railroad. 150 employees have been involved in a $13 million repair project that started in spring and will finish up in Hearn. UP spokeswoman Raquel Espinosa says most of the work has been during overnight hours.
Crews are replacing more than 85,000 ties, and they will also renew all of the crossings in Bryan and College Station. This should provide drivers with a smoother ride over the tracks, as well as help us move our customers' goods in a safe and efficient manner.
Railroad crossings will be closed at two locations in both Bryan and College Station tonight. Those locations are on our website at WTAW.com. And Texas voters are another step closer to deciding in November whether to use billions from the Rainy Day Fund for water projects. State Representative John Rainey is among the supporters.
The truth of the matter is we either need to spend that money in some good way, and I think this is a good way. Actually, it's not being spent by moving it into the bank because it's a fund that is a loan, and we will get that money back. So it's not like it's really being spent. It's just moving it laterally into a bank that we can use it to help fund water.
Rainey says the surplus fund has grown over the last 6 years from $1 billion to a projected $12 billion. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 76 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news today at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids, relax. It's done.
Normandy Tractor. Low prices, large cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. At Normandy Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F 32 horsepower tractor with 5 foot pasture shredder and 5 foot box blade. Only $12,795. Buy now from Normandy Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $11,795. That's a monthly payment of only $214. Normandy Tractor, zero down payment, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-in, free delivery, and best after-sale service around. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1939. That's why Normandy Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your Kubota tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and the guaranteed best prices, shop Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. See them at normandytractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos for 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
8:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Once again, we're starting the day off with lots of cloudiness, some of it due to a thunderstorm complex in the west central part of the state. As the day goes on, some of these clouds will thin. We'll get into some filtered sunshine. We could see an isolated storm, 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy overnight, 70. Tomorrow, turning partly sunny with the chance for a shower or a thunderstorm, highs 85 to 90. Partly sunny, the risk of an isolated thunderstorm Sunday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
8:13, let's go to Austin, and Kyle Cassell joins us this morning. Hello, Kyle, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing good.
We're getting down to the end, and I know that there were some late meetings. Let's talk for a minute about last night, because at least from what Jimmy Don Acock says, he's the House Public Education Chairman, that pretty close to a deal between the House and the Senate on high school testing, graduation requirements, and that sort of thing.
We're getting there. I'm so fortunate that the office next door to Jimmy Don, and everything he tells me, it looks good. And, we're hearing from some teachers and hearing from some students, and hopefully we can get that hurdle crossed. I'm sitting here thinking before you called what we're going to talk about, and it's kind of like running in a marathon with hurdles. And we get over education. We got the SJR 1 passed the other two nights ago, and now we're sitting and waiting on House Bill 1025 to jump that big hurdle, and maybe we'll get to come home for a while.
Well, that'd be nice. I think there probably is going to be a special session. Of course, generally when we talk about special sessions, we think that that's the governor's call. But yesterday, the lieutenant governor, David Dewhurst, decided that he pretty much has an agenda that he wants to put forth. He was talking to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and he says, there's some things that haven't happened. He wants to see action on abortion, school choice, guns on campus, drug testing for welfare recipients, Texas Windstorm Insurance Association. So he thinks there's a pretty full plate out there.
Well, his list just got long, didn't it? We had one of these everybody get along and come along sessions, and then the last 15 days, everybody's agenda has changed, and it was interesting the last few days watching the Senate and House hold up bills and legislation, and then we brokered some deals between Harold Dutton and I think Senator West and a few other guys, and then Ruth McClendon was upset with Senator Huffman, and we've got all those worked out, and we started moving again, and then we hit a stalemate yesterday and got out early, and it looks like we're going to put in two full days Saturday and Sunday. I hope we get a little work done today, but I think we're going to have a little standoff today as well.
Well, Kyle Cassell joining us from Austin this morning. Now, okay, what do you think the standoff is going to be today then? What do you think the holdup is going to be?
Well, I think right now our next move is the past 10:25, and I guess all the powers that be want to know where all the votes are, and if we don't have everybody ready to vote, then we'll push that to Saturday and Sunday. And as time gets short and that special session looms over everybody's head, I guess it's like anything we do to raising our kids. If we hold them out long enough, they'll go along and be good so we can get them to where we need to go.
Yeah, we touched on this talking to Senator Schwertner on Wednesday, and you mentioned it a minute ago. It was really interesting because everything seemed to be just collegial. Everybody was getting along, and the Senate passed their budget in record time. Everybody was happy. And then, as you say, right here at the end, this is where the battles happen. And I don't know, and in the long history of things, if it's been that way. But for you, for your first session, it would seem like rather than have the infighting going on from day one, to have it right here late in the game, I guess you knew there'd be conflict, but to have it late in the game is probably pretty invigorating, huh?
It is. We're sitting on our hands going, this is great, and we know it's coming. We just didn't know when. I think one of my favorite meetings we had about 20 days out was Governor came over and said, you know, guys, I've watched y'all work. You're doing good, but now I'm in the game. And so he's paying attention. He's got his goals set out. Obviously, you mentioned David Dewhurst has got his. The speaker's going to dig his heels in, and hopefully over the next 3 days, I'm hoping for miracles because, you know as well as I do, I'm ready to get home and see my family and see the people.
Sure. And, you know, you mentioned the House acted on SJ-1 from the Senate, which they passed unanimously. This gives the people of Texas a voice in November. I presume that that's something that you voted for?
Absolutely. And that's, you know, I love how we interpret things and some folks see these pieces of legislation, but this is, you know, another one of the opportunities for the people to decide how we spend the rainy day fund or the economic stimulus. And that is, to me, that's what it's all about. You know, we were sitting here to make decisions, and this is a big one. And we need to know how to spend the rainy day fund, and we're going to let the folks help. And that's how this process is supposed to work in my mind.
There you go. Well, we'll get ready for it to all wrap up the regular session on Monday. And let's do this. If you're in town and you're not in special, if you can come into the studio on Friday of next week, then we can kind of do a look back and prepare for, I'm sure, a special session that'll happen.
That would make my Friday if I can wake up with my family and then have a cup of coffee with you. So I hope so. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Kyle.
Thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. That's Kyle Cassell joining us from Austin. You can hear the interview in its entirety on our website at WTAW.com. Jay Sokol here this morning. How are you today?
Mighty fine. How are you?
Well, good. Let me see. Oh, I have Jethro Trivia for you this morning.
All right.
Is the rest of the gang here?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. It's Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative little news quiz. Fun to play. And this morning, Jay has no one that he can confer with. See, he secretly confers with the guests when he brings a guest in. But since
no.
He's by himself, yeah, he's...
No, it's true. We do.
It's international intrigue time. Here we go. A man in Russia caught allegedly doing what while wearing a blonde wig in Russia? Was he A, modeling, B, spying, or C, attending a costume ball? Once again, a man in Russia caught allegedly doing what while wearing a blonde wig in Russia? Was he A, modeling, B, spying, or C, attending a costume ball? Kevin, you'll go first.
Costume ball.
Costume ball. Kat?
B, spying.
B, spying. Okay. Jay?
Spying.
Yes, it would be the Russian police caught a U.S. Embassy employee named Ryan Fogel. Is that Jared's brother, do you think? Trying to recruit a Russian informant. He did so while wearing a shaggy blonde wig. He since has been expelled from the country, and the U.S. isn't commenting. We didn't buy him the wig. at the time he was caught, Russian authorities found him, among other things, with two floppy wigs. I mean,
wait, not just wigs.
No, floppy wigs.
Yes.
And gosh, can you ever have enough floppy wigs?
No.
And three pair of glasses, envelopes containing thousands of euros, a map of Russia, and a compass. So there you go.
It sounds so cheesy. Like,
it does.
Not even a good spy.
It
like,
does.
It's lame-o.
It sounds like Get Smart.
Missed by that much.
Talking into his shoe, so there you go. All right, 819, what's going on in the two-word city over there?
Starlight Music Series coming up tomorrow.
Okay.
At Wolfpen Creek Amphitheater. So if you're looking for a little fun on Saturday evening, load up your coolers, your blankets, head to Wolfpen Creek Amphitheater. Ruthie Foster will be on stage, also with guest Carrie Rodriguez.
Hey, you got to pay to see Ruthie Foster most places.
Normally you do. And she is dynamite.
Yeah, she really is very good.
And she's a Brazos Valley native, so we always like it when she comes back home.
You know, I was... It was the year, when was that hurricane here? I was going on my birthday. I was out on the West Coast. And the San Francisco Music Festival was going on. And Ruthie was there. I mean, singing at the San Francisco Music Festival,
which is not bad.
And that wasn't a free gig. So, yeah, the fact that she's playing here is pretty cool.
She is a small lady, but she packs a wallet in terms of sound. She's really great.
And remember, you can't bring your bug spray.
That's right. Carrie Rodriguez also on stage. And the Great Texas Rubber Ducky Derby. That is a fundraiser for the Children's Museum. So free admission, gates open at 6, concert starts at 7. Mm-hmm. You can bring your own refreshments, no glass containers. Coolers must be 48 quarts or smaller. And if you need something more than 48 quarts, what are you doing with us?
Really? Yeah!
You should be somewhere else.
You should be at the lake.
Free parking available at Post Oak Mall and more information at cstx.gov/starlight. A reminder that city offices are closed on Monday for the Memorial Day holiday. And you know what we were doing 1 year ago today?
No, tell me.
You were listening to me count down to 3 and then watching the Plaza Hotel explode.
Was that right?
Yeah, it imploded on this day 1 year ago.
What day? That was the middle of the week, wasn't it? Early in the week?
I guess it would have been a Thursday, right?
Well, yeah, I know. You'd know.
Yeah,
because who could forget 3-2 collapse?
No, no, no. It was 4-3, boom.
That's right.
That's what it was.
But that's okay. They fixed it in rewrite.
That's right. We edited it in post, and it's perfect now.
Yeah, if you go on YouTube, the timing is exactly as it should be. Wow. Well, and again, you know, as we had a guy call the other day, it was clear why they did, in fact, implode. I mean, because you saw the dust when it fell down.
It was a mess.
Yeah, it was a mess in there. All right, that's Jay Sokol from the City of College Station. Visit those folks on Friday. And our community segment is brought to you this morning by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Rattler's Convenience Stores, as usual, have some great specials this month. When the weather starts getting hot, drop into Rattler's and cool off with any icy cold icy, any size and any flavor, only 99 cents. And if you're at Rattler's around lunchtime, add a fully loaded hot dog combo to that icy for only $1.49. When you get off work, head on over to Rattler's and grab an 18-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors family of beers for only $14.99 where applicable. Rattler's. Friendly. Clean. Texan.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. We all know why we should lose weight. It's healthier, we feel better, move better, and we live longer. It's harder to sleep, clothes never fit right. Sometimes you feel like people are even laughing at you. Oh, we know why we ought to lose weight, but that doesn't make it any easier now, does it? Why can't medical science make losing weight as much fun as gaining it? Well, maybe they will someday. But until then, if you need to lose weight like I did, let me recommend the one way I found that made it as easy as possible. No special foods, no calorie counting, no weighing foods. Doctor-developed and hospital-tested for effective, safe weight loss. Or you can still eat your regular foods that you always eat. But now, with the Active 8 Weight Loss Plan, you will still lose weight. And best of all, it doesn't cost an arm and a leg. Yeah, work for me. Learn more at www.myactive8.com. Or if you prefer to talk to someone, toll-free 800-465-4411. MyActive8.com or 800-465-4411.
I know you've heard of it, but do you really know how important it was? It could have been one of the most contentious battles of the Revolutionary War, and it all happened just outside Boston. At the time, the British Army controlled the city, and Americans were bound and determined to get control of that important seaport. And as you might remember, a battle was fought just outside town that has become very much a part of our history. The Battle of Bunker Hill. That's where armies met for the first time. The Battle was fierce. Americans were on the top of the hill, and the British were determined to remove them and secure the high ground. The British, under the command of General Gage, charged that hill three times. The first charge failed, and the British lost nearly 300 men. The second was equally devastating to the British. The Americans were faring a little better, but they were suffering some casualties also. The funny thing was that the rear of the hill was completely unguarded and exposed. Yeah, the British could have easily cut off the American Revolutionary troops from behind, and, well, it would have been over in minutes with just a few casualties. For whatever reason, General Gage never figured that out, and he just kept charging up the front of that hill. Now, Gage may not have been a brilliant tactician, but, well, he could count. And when he started counting, he realized that he'd lost nearly half his men in those first two charges. Now, if he didn't succeed this time, well, that would be it. The Brits charged one more time, and this time the fighting got right down to bayonets and hand-to-hand. And contrary to what you may think, the Americans lost. They were driven off the hill, and the British army took control. So why did that become such a famous battle for us? Well, you know, it was a lot like the Alamo. We lost that one, too, but it became a rallying cry for the country. Bunker Hill became a symbol that united the colonists. It was the defeat that sparked everyone to pull together and fight. But, you know, there's one more thing you should know. It's a little-known fact that the famous Battle of Bunker Hill never took place on Bunker Hill. Nope, the whole thing happened on nearby Breed's Hill. And even though some historian got the wrong place, well, it didn't change how the country felt or what happened next. Independence.
Hi, this is John Greenhut. If you can have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would I get your attention? Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial 1-800-663-6219. I guarantee your friends will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free, 1-800-663-6219. That's 1-800-663-6219.
Dad, Meatball's going crazy.
He's sniffing everything.
That Meatball, he sure knows how to smell a nice price. Like a new 2013 F-150 from Team Ford for $10,000 off. Or a new 2013 Super Duty discounted $11,000. Plus, we've got new 2013 Ford Fiestas for $14,998. If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
Some bats can hear and produce sounds as high as 200 kilohertz, 10 times the frequency people can hear. But bats are baritones compared to the greater wax moth. Scientists report in the journal Biology Letters that these small brown moths hear sounds as high as 300 kilohertz. It's all part of a bat versus moth evolutionary battle. Moths listen for the echolocation calls of hungry bats and produce calls of their own to attract mates. But they need to be high enough that bats can't hear them. In other news, scientists in Brazil report engineering a key protein from the venom of Loxosceles spiders. That's the group that includes the brown recluse, responsible for thousands of dangerous bites each year. The goal is to create a vaccine that would make the bites harmless. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
When you get braces from Dr. Elms, a whole new world of possibilities open up. A world where a smile is your passport to accomplishing anything, to learning something new, creating something different, doing something special, and letting the world know what is unique about just you. It's a special license to never stop dreaming, never stop exploring. Dr. Elms understands. A smile that will create a lifetime of smiles. A smile that will change the world.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life and celebrating 25 years of service. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280999.
WTAW News Time is 8:29. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The consulting physician to the Brazos County Health Department isn't talking about the negative feedback to his decision to eat a taco from the restaurant where at least five cases of E. coli infections originated. Dr. Eric Wilkie told WTAW News in an email that he's decided to curtail public comment. County Commissioner Kenny Mallard, who attended Wilkie's news conference, is a member of the Health Department's advisory board.
Obviously, it has upset some people, so I will try to visit with Dr. Wilkie about it and talk it out. Obviously, I don't think that was his intent to upset anyone, but sometimes things don't always turn out like you planned.
Mallard says Wilkie's intent was to let people know the problem was taken care of and educate the public on preventing future cases. 150 maintenance employees at Union Pacific Railroad have been working in the Twin Cities. Tonight continues street closures at two locations in each city. UP spokeswoman Raquel Espinosa says this is part of a four-month project that began in April and will end in August.
Right now we are in the middle of a $13 million track renewal project on the rail line that's located between Spring and Hearn. We try to conduct our projects in the evenings so that it does not disrupt commuters as much.
Go to our website at WTAW.com for a list of tonight's street closures. After Bryan firefighters responded to almost 100 wildfires the year before last, there's been a joint effort with the A&M Forest Service to improve advanced planning. William Bouse of the Fire Marshal's office says the two agencies have developed a community wildfire protection plan.
If you get a fire going behind one neighborhood through a greenbelt area and through a large area of trees and shrubs and so on, it can easily, very quickly move to a whole other neighborhood and have us involving with dealing with the wildland firefighting as well as endangering the homes and possible multiple structure fires all at the same time.
A formal presentation will be made during next Tuesday's Bryan City Council workshop meeting. On our website at WTAW.com is more information, including how to get a free smartphone app. Three new principals were hired at this week's Bryan School Board meeting. Two are new to the district. From an intermediate school in Palestine, Brandon J. Rowe will be taking over at Stephen F. Austin Middle School. J. Rowe is filling the vacancy created by the retirement of Patty Moore. The new principal at Branch Elementary is Tammy Brinkman. She comes from La Vega ISD, based in the Waco suburb of Bellmead, where she's the director of secondary education. Also, a central office administrator in Bryan is taking over as principal at Kemp Elementary. Brendan McCuller has been BISD's coordinator of elementary special services. Earlier this week, some members of the College Station School Board were interested in asking if the City Council might make some kind of contribution towards a new natatorium. A majority of council members last night wanted to get more information, but that was as far as Mayor Nancy Berry and Councilwoman Julie Schultz wanted to go.
Since we don't have a bond issue coming up this fall, I'm not sure how a partnership would work in terms of a financial arrangement.
Well, and they haven't actually asked us to be in a partnership.
Correct.
So, I mean, it would be, I guess we should probably wait to see what the school district intends to do one way or the other.
A council majority directed staff to look at the city's agreement with the school district on operating the current swimming center and its deficiencies. Members of the Northgate Merchants Association supported a plan to add more delivery parking that was passed last night by the College Station City Council. Stephanie Steele of O'Bannon's is also on the Northgate Merchants Board.
It doesn't really fix the bigger issue. Like Chris Scotty was saying, the loading to the what I call the more central Northgate, which is the businesses on University and the ones on College Main. So we would like to see some progress on those. And the city has been really great. And I know we have met with Mr. Sims several times, and he's been really helpful.
Two of the three new loading zones will be reserved for daytime deliveries, then converted at night to free customer parking. And as the Texas legislature comes to the end of a regular session, State Representative John Rainey is disappointed that they haven't come up with more money for highways.
We have borrowed money to do roads, and I'm a small businessman, and my life has had a lot of debt through the years. It's not fun. It's hard. It's hard to pay it back. Interest builds up. There's not a positive thing in my way about going into debt for roads. And that's what the governor wants us to do more. And we've refrained from doing that.
Rainey has heard from state officials who say another $4 billion a year is needed for maintenance and a small number of new roads. WTOW News Time is 8:35. It's 76 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news today at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Veronica Mitchell. At SWBC Mortgage, we offer competitive interest rates and an array of mortgage loan products. We're local lenders with over 48 years of combined experience in making home loans right here in Bryan College Station. We take pride in serving our community, and we'll work hard for you. So whether you're buying or refinancing a home, choose a lender who put your interest first. SWBC Mortgage. Call us at 693-0481. 693-0481.
NMLS number 228469. Loan subject to credit approval. Rate subject to change daily. Equal housing lender.
Norman G. Tractor. Low prices. Large cash rebates. Zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. At Norman G. Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and 5-foot box blade. Only $12,795. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $11,795. That's a monthly payment of only $214. Norman G. Tractor, zero down payment, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-in, free delivery, and best after-sale service around. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1939. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your Kubota tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and the guaranteed best prices, shop Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G, Texas. See them at normangtractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos for 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Once again, we're starting the day off with lots of cloudiness, some of it due to a thunderstorm complex in the west central part of the state. As the day goes on, some of these clouds will thin. We'll get into some filtered sunshine. We could see an isolated storm, 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy overnight, 70. Tomorrow, turning partly sunny with the chance for a shower or a thunderstorm, highs 85 to 90. Partly sunny, the risk of an isolated thunderstorm Sunday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
The question, why do birds suddenly disappear?
Oh, I thought it was why do birds sing you appear.
No, it's the why do birds suddenly appear every time you're near, just like me, they long to be.
Or there were, yeah, there were bells on the hill.
No, no, it's the carpenters.
Birds in the sky, I never heard them singing.
It could be till there was you. It's time to talk about birds and bees. It turns out they...
God, hey, what a creepy chuckle.
You're the one with the little
kid,
not me.
Hush up, Maynard.
You're all grown up. Anyway, they can teach us a lot about weather. Both birds and bees may vanish just before a storm. That's because they sense the drop in barometric pressure and instinctively take shelter in their nests or hives. Most species of birds get very quiet right before it rains. Birds can help predict a nice day, too. If they're flying high in the sky, it's likely that the weather will be fair. If they seem to be flying at a lower altitude or perched on power lines, they may suggest an approaching storm.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've looked for birds flying low before.
Bob goes outside and looks at the birds every time he does the weather.
Unless you're around the Kroger with all the grackles, in which case they're just hanging out.
That's a false reading then, yeah. Well, we'll have to ask Shell the next time he's in down the hall at Candy, if that's the case, if they go outside and check for birds first thing in the morning, see what they're doing. So, don't know. Does driving with the windows open waste gas?
It depends on the car.
According to Mythbusters, it does.
I'm listening. Well, go ahead. I'm listening.
I mean, it has to do with the air resistance versus the shape. Like, you know, a little bitty car, it's probably going to do better with the windows up.
Okay.
A big car, you're just killing all your gas anyway.
Well, that's right. It's a big car. It's a gas guzzler. That's why I love them. Anyway, driving across town to save a nickel on gas, it might sound obvious, but a lot of people waste gas doing just that. And they do. They really do.
Yes, they do.
I don't know if I'd done that or not, but
I do remember one time I made a U-turn to go back and get gas because it was cheaper than other places, but I don't know about driving across town. But driving on the highway with the windows down, see, this is written by Yankees, okay? Again, driving with the windows down on the highway does create a drag aerodynamically. So it says, go ahead and use the AC. Okay, thank you. We're in Texas. We do use the AC.
The AC doesn't come off in my truck most of the time.
Yeah, like, accelerate slowly. Oh, sure. While flooring it isn't recommended, a slow acceleration can bog down your engine and make it run less efficiently. Find a happy medium. If they're honking at you, you're not accelerating fast enough.
True.
Okay? And if you can honk enough that they get startled, that's even more fun. But the biggest gas waster is often our cruising speed. Consider see, this is written by this. Consider taking it down about 10 miles an hour. Studies have found that cruising at 65 instead of 75 can save 3 to 5 miles per gallon.
And you get lots of birds.
Yeah.
Then you're the idiot that everybody's honking at.
Yeah.
As long
get
as you
out of the
stay
way.
Stay in the slow lane. God. I don't understand people who do that stuff in the fast lane. I just don't understand.
What, they go slow in the left lane?
Yeah.
Yeah, it should. Well, and
I
basically,
don't understand.
You can get stopped for that. I'd like to have a police officer, you know, confirm all that. But, yeah, that's supposed to be
if there's
the
a posted,
passing lane.
If there's a posted minimum speed, you have to do that in the right lane, left lane. If you look at a lot of Texas highways, it will say left lane for passing only.
Right, right. Yeah, that's, and again.
Having just driven to New Orleans and seen a lot of it.
Left lane if you want to get honked at. Annual Indianapolis 500 coming up. That'll be starting at 11 o'clock on Sunday.
Hey, hey.
Mark's 102 years of Indianapolis history is 33 of the, it says here, best drivers in the world. Sure. Race the checkered flag for the, it says here, most important race in history. You know what used to be? There was a time that it was. They called it the greatest spectacle in racing, you know, all that. It's not anymore. Hadn't been for about 15 or 20 years.
All the Indy racing stuff. It's either F1 or NASCAR.
Right. And so, yeah, that's fine. It's only the 97th race, though. They didn't have any races during the war years. And I remember when I went to Indianapolis, on purpose, I wanted to go see the Speedway.
Yeah, me too.
I just wanted to.
Me too.
I couldn't have been more underwhelmed. I mean, I don't know how you were, but I went, really? This is it?
The only thing that struck me is there's a 9-hole golf course in the middle
there
of it.
There is.
And I thought that was kind of neat.
Yeah, and there's a great museum. I mean, the museum is really good, but the track itself, you know, it's in a residential area.
Yes, it is.
You know, across the street, you can park, I guess, on race day for $100 or whatever. So, all right, also, here we go. The most popular names from the boat U.S. graphics department has come out. Number one, most popular boat names, Naughty Buoy. Get it? Naughty, N-A-U-T-I, Buoy. Yeah, okay. The Good Life, Aquaholic, Dulce Vita, Second Wind, Serendipity, Liberty, and It's About Time. What is The Good Life? I don't know what that means.
That's The Good Life. That's on all those. There's hats and T-shirts and stuff, and it's a little guy with sunglasses. And
oh, I guess I'm not familiar.
Just like
with
celebrating
that.
Life.
Since we were kind of talking sports for a minute, the Learfield gang has released the time. Their estimated time for the game tonight.
Oh, they're not going to keep it a secret. Huh? Okay,
six o'clock.
Six o'clock.
They're guesstimating, assuming nobody goes to extra innings before.
That'll be first pitch.
Right.
Okay.
No broadcast. I'm sorry. So broadcast time.
Broadcast is six. Okay.
So 6:30 for the first pitch.
Got it. Today's nominee for the Criminal Mastermind of the Week is brought to you by Florida. Yes, sir. Scott Simon. I don't think it's the one who's on NPR. Unintentionally dialed 911 while babbling about plans to commit murder. He reportedly was set off by a late-night dispute. Oh, why didn't I get this ready? All right, well, I'm going to save this story. I have an audio daily double we need to do.
Oh,
with
cool.
This. So, yeah, I got to get that done, and then we'll do the story about the 911.
This is Jim Lewis of the Bryan Rotary Club. A founding principle of Rotary is to enlarge your circle of local businesses and personal friends to help make your local area better. Each year since 1994, the Bryan Rotary Club has been a proud co-sponsor of the Newman 10 Business Performance Awards, recognizing locally owned, fast-growing businesses. This year's awards will be announced June 5th. Growing our local businesses grows our city. We have supported that ideal since 1921. The Bryan Rotary Club and Bryan Broadcasting remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Hi, this is is Debbie with American Lube Centers. For years, people have counted on us for oil changes and overall automotive maintenance. At American Lube Centers, we do business the old-fashioned way. We give you time and peace of mind by servicing your vehicles quickly and efficiently and letting you know in advance what your maintenance needs are. Our highly trained technicians at American Lube Centers do the job right. For fast, friendly service, it's American Lube Centers. Click on AmericanLubeCenters.com for our daily specials and a location near you. And like us on Facebook.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm having audio problems with this thing. Let's see.
Well, that's unfortunate.
It is, because we've got to run this. Huh.
Is it something I can fetch up?
I don't think so. Well, no, you can't. Hang on, I got to try one more place. Let's see if we can find it. Okay, let's see. Two, three, because it's Jim Gaffigan. See, why am I not hearing this? This is not... Oh, I see. Hang on. Okay, here we go. All right, so we're talking about the guy who's babbling on about how he's going to commit a murder, okay?
And accidentally dialed 911 right. while he was
Scott
doing
Scott Simon reportedly set off by a late-night dispute at the Waffle House.
There Speaking you go.
Papers, yeah. I went to Waffle House last night. Tell you, I thought the IHOP was a dump until I went into a Waffle House.
Yeah.
Wow, they're not even trying in there. Here's something you'll never hear in a Waffle House. Nice job cleaning up. Now, if you've never been to a Waffle House, just imagine a gas station bathroom that sells waffles. You've been to a Waffle House.
You know, if they ever open one up here, we're in so much trouble.
Yeah, but they haven't yet.
I love Waffle House.
Yeah.
And not just because watching someone fry an egg while they're smoking reminds me of my dad.
Yeah.
The people in there. It's like a white trash convention. Or for me, a family reunion. It's so white trash in there, it makes the IHOP appear international.
Yeah.
I've seen a gun 5 times in my life. 3 of them have been in Waffle House. It's definitely a dangerous feel to them. You know, even the Waffle House sign looks like a ransom note. There's always a letter out. Occasionally it'll be the W, so it'll read Awful House. That's where I want to go at 2 a.m.
Yep.
That's where everyone goes. Their slogan should be, it's 2 a.m., still time to make one more bad decision.
Jim Gaffigan in the Waffle House. Anyway, he apparently had a late-night dispute at the Waffle House, did Scott Simon. In the recording, he's frothing about how he intends to follow the man that he was arguing with to his house and shoot him. That man, one Nicholas Walker, was indeed shot and killed mere minutes later.
Oh, my gosh.
While he was pulling his car onto the highway. Simon arrested. And while police don't think he actually killed Walker, he's been charged with first-degree murder because they believe he may have orchestrated a hit. You can get a hit at the Waffle House?
You get everything at the Waffle House.
Wow, man. That's Florida for you.
Yes, sir.
Set of parents in Southern California have sued to stop the school district from having kids perform yoga as part of the gym class.
Gosh.
Stephen and Jennifer Sedlock are worried that yoga has too many religious connotations from the East, while the district says the exercises have been stripped of any such associations. They're meant only to improve kids' breathing, posture, and focus. All 9 schools in the district participating in the program, which started in January. In court this week, an instructor demonstrated poses such as crisscross applesauce. While attorneys for both sides argued about the deeper meanings of the youngsters that they may be soaking up as they do this
Good
yoga.
Heavens.
We're getting so esoteric, it's almost meaningless, the judge complained at one point. So there you go. It's no more yoga in the schools of Southern California.
Thank heavens.
Here are your DVD sales so you can go out and do that. And, you know, here's the rentals, too, so you can be like everybody else.
Hey.
As far as sales are concerned, Jack Reacher, Safe Haven, and number one is Cloud Atlas. That's that really weird Tom Hanks movie.
Did even Mr. Downs went,
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, when Mr. Downs looks at that and says that's too weird.
It probably is too weird.
It is. Your video rentals, number 3, Texas Chainsaw.
What is it, 9?
Yeah, you have no problems there. You know exactly what that's going to be. Number 2 is Silver Linings Playbook, and number 1 would be Jack Reacher. Speaking of 9... Fast and Furious 6 and Hangover 3 will be testing our audiences this weekend to see who will win. the critics don't like either of them.
Nope.
They'll be up against Iron Man 3, The Great Gatsby, Star Trek Into Darkness for a share of the big three-day weekend. Epic, this is an animated feature, opens. A teenager gets transported into a secret universe. Fast and Furious 6, again, it's Vin Diesel, and you probably know the story. And then The Hangover 3, it's Bradley Cooper, Ed Helms, Zach Galifianakis, and you pretty much know the story there.
When does The Lone Ranger come out? Because I'm looking forward to
that. Well, I don't know. They have been promoing just the heck out of it.
Yes, they have.
And
it makes me want to watch the old episodes.
Oh, no. I don't think this is going to be anything like that. I think
no.
It's really going to be weird. I really do. I mean, because, again, I don't even know who Armie Hammer is, other than he's the guy who's going to play the Lone Ranger. But, I mean, when Johnny Depp is supposed to be Tonto, I'm afraid it's really going to all be about Johnny Depp.
I would have guessed so.
Yeah, so we'll see how that works out. All right, let's see what else. So, have you seen the video of Morgan Freeman falling asleep in the middle of a TV interview?
No.
He's doing an interview with the Fox affiliate in Seattle the other day. He and Michael Caine are out plugging their movie called Now You See Me that debuts next weekend. And apparently he nods off in the middle of the interview.
Maybe he's been working too hard.
Anyway. Glad he didn't nod off when he was driving that car with Miss Daisy. That could have been unfortunate.
Oh, I know someone who ate a meal with him and said he was just one of the coolest guys they'd ever met.
Okay.
He was really, really nice and nurturing. Okay. My friend was an actor, and so the it was really meaningful.
The voice of gravitas. Morgan Freeman.
Well, and you know, and he used to do the intro for the CBS Evening News when Katie Couric was the newsreader there. A lady who delivers newspapers somehow ran over herself with her own car.
That's impressive.
Three times.
That's even more impressive.
Happened in Quebec on Wednesday. Police say the woman meant to put her car in park, but slid it into reverse instead. Then she stepped out of the car. The door struck her, fell to the ground, car ran over her. Then she managed to get up and do the same thing two more times.
Oh, my gosh.
Finally gave up and limped to a nearby house to call 911.
Was alcohol involved?
Well, it doesn't say that. It really doesn't.
Sometimes you just have a bad day.
Witnesses watched as her driverless car continued to circle in reverse until the police arrived. Nobody wanted to go out and do anything about it, I guess. Speaking of moving vehicles, a guy in the U.K. has converted a toilet into a moving vehicle.
There you go.
It's 33-year-old Colin Ferds. Placed a fully functional toilet atop a platform that houses an engine which is capable of reaching speeds of 55 miles an hour.
Wow.
I don't think so. It sort of looks like a go-kart with a toilet on top. Yeah, that's probably right. Instead of plumbing, a massive PVC pipe leads out behind the toilet, sort of like an afterburner exhaust, presumably leaving, you know, a trail of whatever. anyway, he said it only gets scary when he goes over bumps. And there's another. Yeah.
Is there a roll cage on his toilet?
I don't know. I somehow or other, I would think you're kind of precarious because, yeah, and again, don't know where the center of gravity
I would like
be.
To see that.
Yeah, would think it's not the safest, necessarily safest place to be. And certainly going 55 miles an hour, it wouldn't be. And apparently another viral video out there of a bride in a wedding being attacked by an overzealous dog.
Oh, my gosh.
Nearly 400,000 people have watched the clip of the bride, known only as Morgan, walking across her yard. A girl's voice can be heard, "No!" And off camera, here comes the dog, jumps up playfully and knocks the bride down and then begins chewing on the dress. So,
oh, no.
Once again, that's what YouTube's for. So you can hear Jim Gaffigan talk about Waffle House. You can watch a dog knock a bride over and chew on her dress.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at bcstirepros.com.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life and celebrating 25 years of service. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280999.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call Ed Phillips Plumbing 24/7 at 731-1500. That's 731-1500. You can also visit them online at ed-phillips-plumbing.com.
About 5 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. There's more than one way to a healthy heart, and according to the American Heart Association, being a dog owner is one of them. Writings in this month's Journal of Circulation, and we've always wondered what is the circulation of circulation,
exactly,
pointed out that dog owners were more likely to get the recommended amount of weekly exercise than people who didn't own pets or who owned other types of pets. Oh, we ought to do that while Cat's here. Because, you know, you're sitting on the couch with your cat. You decide you want to walk around the block or jog around the block.
Not with a cat.
The cat is not going to do that.
No.
The cat will look at you and go, you're kidding me, right? Makes sense that dogs need to be walked and humans get that exercise too. But researchers said they're not certain which came first, the dog or the walk. It could be that healthier people are more likely to own dogs. Not having the dogs could be, you know, a reason for your lifestyle or whatever.
It's incentive for me.
Is it?
Knowing I've got the dog, it's like, okay.
Yeah, how old's your dog?
It's 2.
Yeah, so, you know, they still want to be out and going and doing stuff. And if you can do it at the right time of day when it's not too hot, that's good.
Yeah, no, for me, timing-wise, it's like 3 or 4.
Yeah, right.
The
doesn't work well.
When we go.
Yeah, does not work well, yeah. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention suggest 150 minutes of brisk walking or 75 minutes of running each week for most Americans. If you can do that, then that'd be a good thing.
That's ballpark about
it. Well, okay. Then again, you have fun. All right, so here we go. It's the unofficial start of summer. So backyard grilling, and the folks at Weber Grills have fired up their annual Grill Out hotline to answer questions. Why do you need a hotline to answer questions about grilling?
I mean, some people's parents raised him with television, I guess.
Is it that challenging? Well, then we got YouTube. I mean, is it that challenging that you have to call them?
I know some people whose barbecue, or I should say grilled things, have never come out quite right.
No.
I'm just saying.
I mean, what? Not
it's
right
not
in,
me.
Not,
I'm just
not
saying.
Not right in what way, though?
Some, I mean, like dry and yucky.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well.
Well, they do the Butterball Hotline every year.
Well, I understand they do, and so that's out there too.
You got to impress everybody.
And while we're at it, the majority of homes, let's make it 76%, according to a marketing group, 76% now have outdoor grills. While summer still accounts for the highest consumption level of grilled food, grilling has increased to most other seasons of the year as well. Remember, charbroiling a hamburger will kill you. If you eat a charbroiled hamburger, you will die.
Yes, you will.
Well, no matter what you eat, you'll die anyway.
Cat, that takes away the impact of what I just said.
I'm telling you, my grandma was married to a cardiologist, and like a week ago, she said, I only regret for eating healthy all those years.
Yeah.
Now that he's dead, she just eats whatever she wants.
Last trip I went on, there was the thoracic surgeon. He said, I got to get up and go smoke. You know, he went outside and smoked. Really? It's great. I mean, you know. And he said, yeah, the second day he said, imagine that, a thoracic surgeon and I smoke. He thought it was funny. Anyway, so the top brands of barbecue sauce, according to Advertising Age, number 4, Open Pit. Number 3, KC Masterpiece. Number 2, Bullseye. Number 1, Kraft. If you're from Texas and you use any of them, please move to Montana. I mean, come on.
I use those.
Would you like to mix your own, or what kind do you use?
Well, no, I don't. I use one from Austin. It's Austin's
Stubbs?
Brand.
Oh,
no,
Austin?
Austin's brand, and I like it. It's happens to be, and I don't make it. Don't know how to make it, but I like that. I put it on my pulled pork, and I really do enjoy it.
Or have you ever heard that? It's like BS, except it's good S. I think that's a Texas brand.
Oh well,
my brother uses that stuff.
And again, are there any number? Well, what do you use, Kevin?
I use, it just kind of depends on what I'm in the mood for, but whatever it is I get, I end up doctoring up anyway.
Yeah, well,
Kevin's kind of a gourmand.
Yeah, I mean, Kraft is just ultra sweet to me. Just
really
sweet.
Very sweet.
And again,
to me, Kraft's good on chicken.
Okay, well, that could very well work. I'm just, prefer to have something that's got a little bite to it.
I love Carolina barbecue because mom is from North Carolina.
Very vinegary.
Yeah.
I preferred it for a lot of my life.
Yeah.
Over Texas
and again,
barbecue.
that's not a bad sauce at all. I mean, if you understand what you're getting there are people who don't understand.
I also really like, have you ever made Indian tandoori barbecue? That's nice, too.
Well, I've done tandoori, but I haven't grilled done tandoori, barbecue. It's like... Now, I remember we were, I forget the name of the place, we were in Arkansas and had had a barbecue sandwich that they put the coleslaw on top of the sandwich. Yep.
That's interesting. Is, inside the sandwich on top of the meat, or you mean on top of the bread?
No, on top of the meat.
They do that in New Orleans, too, with a lot of the stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, anything.
It doesn't sound too bad.
It's good.
Well, it's whatever you're used to, right? And cockroaches in Europe are now losing their sweet tooth. Just want to let you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what are they eating?
Well, they're smarter over there because they're
feasting on blood.
Euro trash. No, actually, what they've done is...